Here it is. Hello everyone, I'm Nico and I'm going to present you NextGraph today that I developed in the last 2 years with the support of NLNet Foundation and the NGI Fund of the European Commission. So what is NextGraph? It's a protocol for encrypted sync of data, and on top of that it's a framework for developing collaborative applications. It's a work in progress. The protocol is ready, and the framework is coming this year. You will ask me, maybe, why another protocol? Why another framework? Like if there were not enough of them already, right? First of all, NextGraph is local first. So you will hear about local first more and more. You just heard it about that 5 minutes ago. It's a hot topic, but what is it? Maybe you remember that we used to have offline-only software, no internet, or at best you would exchange files by email, and now everything is in the cloud. As you well know, the cloud does not work offline, right? Today we're talking about local first apps, which can work online but also offline, and when connectivity is restored, they synchronize without conflict. As a bonus, you also get real-time collaboration for free. How can it merge without conflict? This is because we use CRDTs. You heard of it just before. If you don't know what it is, you go to crdt.tech or lofi.so, the very good websites. I don't have time to explain it now. But basically, they are data types, meaning the special format or encoding of your data. We encode each update separately. That helps us to merge automatically the concurrent edits, right? That's the problem when you edit concurrently the same thing. When we are back online, we sync the diffs and it just works. So the difference with other sync protocols is that NextGraph is end-to-end encrypted, which you know what it means, right? We believe that privacy is important. I'm sure you agree. Users should own their data. And how to own your data? The only way to enforce that is by encrypting everything end-to-end. Our protocol has been designed from the beginning to securely transport any kind of CRDT, and it could transport, by example, for now, we support the CRDTs of AutoMerge. That's why I'm saying it, because it's based on AutoMerge also what he did. YGS, RDF, and soon LoRa. And soon we could add more also. The RDF CRDT has been developed in-house because there wasn't any available. The three other libs, they are the most known CRDTs. It's about JSON, rich text, markdown, and plain text. And with that, you can do already a lot of things. By the way, if you have an app, and if you're already using one of those, you can port it to NextGraph, and you will immediately benefit from encrypted sync. We also have immutable binary files because it's useful, right? The attachments, the files, the images, the videos. And we added the mechanism of blocks, like in Notion, so that the users can combine within a single document many CRDTs and types inside one document. Also, developers can choose which CRDT is the best fit for their data model. And this is where it might become interesting. It's because we have a framework. Any app can become collaborative, local first, and end-to-end encrypted at low cost. We are providing convenient APIs for web app developers who are using reactive stores like those, where they can bind their data to some GUI components, right? That's how it works. We have the GUIs, we have the data, and we bind. We give you that, a reactive store. We have bindings for TypeScript, Node.js, and Rust, because NextGraph is coded in Rust and compiled to WASM. And we will add later support for all this, if we can. using